Florida voters will be asked in November whether to automatically restore voting rights to felons who have completed their sentences. This comes as the state clemency board has been ordered to revise its process for restoring rights. Now some state candidates are weighing in. I'm Lynn Hatter. Republican Representative Matt Caldwell is running for Agriculture Commissioner, one of the positions that make up the clemency board, and he agrees the process for restoring felon rights is in need of an overhaul. Yet he questions the motives of a constitutional amendment that would restore only voting rights.
I'm very dubious about that. I mean, if you are rehabilitated and deserve the restoration of your civil rights, why not receive all of your civil rights, not just your right to vote, but your right to own a firearm, for example. Unfortunately, these constitutional amendments tend to be reflective more of politics than principle most of the time.
Caldwell says he believes in automatic restoration for nonviolent offenders, but those charged with crimes like rape and murder should have to meet a higher threshold. He's one of six candidates for the office so far, along with fellow Republican Senator Denise Grimsley. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.